This Saturday afternoon, the scheduled live broadcast from the Metropolitan Opera in New York is Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier, starring soprano Renee Fleming. Her latest recording includes excerpts from this and two other Strauss operas. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says it's rare in opera to find a performer so perfectly matched to her roles.
Richard Strauss wrote beautifully for women's voices. But it's been a while since there's been a singer around who could really do him justice. We have one now, Renee Fleming, who's made one of her great successes in the role of the Marshalin in Strauss's Der Rosenkavalier. First in Houston, then in Paris, and now at the Met in New York. The Marshalin, the wife of the field marshal, is an 18th century Viennese aristocrat who's having an affair with a younger man, Octavian, a part Strauss wrote for another woman's voice, a mezzo-soprano. But the Marshalin is about to lose Octavian to the younger Sophie, another soprano. The role requires a large, creamy voice that can convey a combination of intense passion, self-knowledge, and not a little world weariness. Because the role has traditionally suited such grand dames of opera as Lotte Lehmann and Elizabeth Schwarzkopf, we tend to think of the Marshalin as an older woman. But Strauss and his brilliant librettist Hugo von Hofmannsthal thought of her as only 35, just beginning to face her maturity. So who could be more appropriate than the glamorous, voluptuous-voiced, and expressive Renee Fleming? Here she is in the final trio, one of the most gorgeously melting ensembles ever written for female voices, as the Marshalin relinquishes Octavian to the radiant Sophie. Renee Fleming reveals more than a beautiful voice here. Von Hofmannsthal's text is deeply poignant about our perceptions of the passing of time. I chose to love him in the right way, the Marshalin sings, so that I would love even his love for another. I truly didn't believe I would have to bear it so soon. Fleming obviously cares about words and understands what she's singing. Her German is impeccable, and we believe her completely, as we do in the other selections on this disc, the long opening scene of Rosenkavalier, a duet from Arabella, also with a Hofmannsthal libretto that would make a good play even without music, and the closing monologue from Capriccio, in which the Countess has to decide which is more important in opera, the music or the words. One nostalgic treat on this recording is the appearance in two walk-on roles of Walter Berry, the retired bass baritone renowned in his younger days for his own Strauss performances. The extraordinarily high level of everyone involved in these excerpts makes me ache to have the complete operas.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Renee Fleming's new recording, Strauss Heroines. I'm Terry Gross.